We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Today on Conquering Heroes, we're going to get a chance to talk to Michigan men's tennis coach Adam Steinberg as they prepare for the Big Ten tournament, coming off their first share of a Big Ten championship in the regular season. Adam Steinberg, next on Conquering Heroes.
Welcome to your one-stop podcast for all things Michigan athletics. Updates on every team on campus and interviews with players and coaches are all on the way. This is Conquering Heroes. Here's your host, John Jansen.
I am now joined by Michigan men's tennis coach, Adam Steinberg. Adam, thanks for joining us. And I know that, I'd like to hear it from you in regards to the season. It was ended up being a Big Ten East Division tie, if that's correct. But first of all, thanks for joining us. And tell us a little bit about, give us just a quick synopsis of your season before we get into everything else.
Well, first, thanks for having me. Appreciate it. And yeah, I mean, we took a big step forward, I feel, in our program this year, you know, winning a share of the Big Ten championship was great for us. It's something we haven't accomplished since I've been here. Beating the Buckeyes this year for the first time since 2001 was a huge step for us. So it's been exciting. That's for sure. We finished the regular season last weekend with a 14-2 record. So the guys have done great. You know, they're excited. We returned a very good team from last year, so we had high expectations, but they're surpassing a lot of them. They're doing very well.
So I'll start with last year, because everything around the world, especially in the sports world, was shut down. You had been ranked as high as three, four straight NCAA tournaments going into last year. What type of punch to the gut was it when you couldn't see that through?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was a punch in the gut for so many sports, right? So we definitely weren't alone, and it was the right decision at the time. And it was tough for, you know, not only athletes, but everybody. Right. So we understood that it was, you know, we had a lot of amazing moments though, that we look back on, you know, semifinals of the national indoors and just playing shorthanded there a little bit and coming up with these amazing wins. So the guys really, you know, we're able to create great memories. It was a great, you know, we only played half a season, but it was a lifetime of memories, really. And, you know, we finished top five in the country. I thought it was well-deserved based on the schedule we played up to that point. It was really packed in there in January and February. So we did get to compete a lot. But the silver lining was that our senior Connor Johnson, who was able to come back this year, that was really important to the team. And when they made that rule to allow fifth-year guys to come back, it was I think really helped the morale of the team that he's still going to be able to play his last year, a full season coming into this year. So, you know, positives and negatives for sure.
And you mentioned the schedule that you played in, you know, last year leading up to the shutdown. How has, you know, how important is it for you and how far out? Because a lot of times, obviously, we hear so much about football and they're scheduling things out to like 2032. For you guys at Tennis, how far out do you schedule and how important is it? Do you look at your team and you say, you know what, this team is special. I want to be able to play against the best that this country has to offer. How do you put together that schedule and when do you have to do it?
Yeah, it's changed a lot over the years. It used to be in tennis like 15 years ago where you would be like 5 months before, hey, you want to play this year? And it was so different. Now we're not like football. We don't go out that far. But, you know, we're definitely 2-3 years out in our scheduling. And we definitely look at our team, you know, talent-wise and what we feel a schedule would fit. I've been doing this a long time. I've always believed that, you know, to be the best, you know, that old cliche, you got to play the best. So we try to play the best schedule possible. I challenge the guys a lot with playing on the road and playing top teams on the road where I know the crowds are going to be tough. I think it's really important for them to experience that. And then obviously, you know, playing outside for us is important when we get into, you know, early March. And to travel during spring break and play some teams on the road outside is important. But scheduling is a huge thing. I always tell young coaches when they become, you know, get into the coaching business and start college coaching, that's something that's not talked about enough, but it's very, very important. And I thought the schedule we had last year really prepared us well for the national indoors, without a doubt. You know, we played so many good teams going into that, so it helps a lot.
So this year, obviously, you know, mostly, if not all, Big Ten teams that you played. So it takes some of that scheduling out of it. You mentioned that you beat Ohio State for the first time in a while. Is that rivalry as heated in tennis as it is in other sports?
Yes, without a doubt. Yeah, it's, you know, it, for sure. You know, it goes across, you know, these rivalries that I love. I think it brings out the best in our guys. And for sure, I think it's across the board that, you know, for Ohio State to beat Michigan, for us to go out and do well against them, it's definitely one you circle on the calendar, even in tennis. And you know, I'm sure in all the Olympic sports, it's that way. But it's definitely a heated, you know, we get, when we play Ohio State at home, we get double the crowd. It's packed for us. And just like when we play there, it's special for the community and the alumni and people really, it's great. I mean, I've talked to Ohio State even about playing twice a year now, about instead of just once on the schedule, because I think it grows tennis in a lot of ways. It brings out so many people that maybe have never been to a tennis match before. So it's a great thing for sure.
Where is Big Ten tennis right now? We know that obviously the program that you run here at Michigan is on the rise with the NCAA tournament appearances and now a share of the Big Ten title. But the Big Ten tennis for men's as a whole, where is that in terms of other conferences across the country?
Yeah, it's improved a lot. We have we have a great number of young coaches that have come into the conference in the last few years. It's really improved tremendously. I mean, you know, you have the Illinois and Ohio State and Michigan and, you know, Northwestern probably, you know, in the top four. But these schools like Minnesota and Iowa and Wisconsin, all the way down Indiana, they've improved so much. Facilities have improved, coaching has improved. So the Big Ten is, you know, it's coming on. We still have work to do to get up there with the Big 12 and the ACC. in some of maybe the warmer weather places that have, and the SEC that have great tennis programs. But we're getting there. I mean, we at one point, you know, early in the season, we had three teams in the top 10. You know, so we had three teams in the Sweet 16 2 years ago. I mean, we're becoming a force in tennis, and I see it every year. The recruiting's getting better. The facility's getting better. Like I said, the coaching, it's fun. When I got here 7 years ago, there's a big difference when we travel on the road to these schools, and the level of depth, I guess, with the players has improved so much. So, and that's what we want. You know, we want, you know, everybody to get their ranking up and really improve the conference. So we're we've kind of bonded big time, the Big Ten this year, because we're allowed to play within the conference, and it kind of it's helped our teams. So, and in some ways it hasn't.
And you mentioned Connor Johnston, able to come back for, you know, his senior year. You've got some other guys, Nick Beatty, Andrew Fenty, who have had tremendous years. Just who is it on your team? And hell, you can go down the roster if you want in regards to that, that has stepped up for you this year.
Yeah, Andre Styler has really stepped up as not only one of our best players, but I think one of the best players in the country regarding doubles and singles. You know, he's 6'5", big guy, big serve, great skills, and, you know, easily, you know, could play one or two for any team in the country. And he's had a great year. He's gone through a lot of injuries, but he's done really well. And Patrick Maloney has made a huge jump in the fall. His tennis has improved tremendously, and he has had a great season, was named Big Ten Athlete of the Week a few weeks ago, great record in the Big Ten, playing now 3-4 for us, where he used to play a little lower. So if I had to pick, those two guys have really done a great job in improving from last year and taking a major step forward, and it's helped our program immeasurably, that's for sure.
So in a week and a half, you guys are going to travel to the Big Ten tournament, and you get a first-round bye. You're going to play Minnesota in the quarterfinals on Friday. What are preparations like? How are you preparing for the Big Ten tournament?
So, obviously it's finals time. It's tough. You know, the guys have a lot of work, a lot of papers and finals coming up. So it's always a tough balance right now. So when we get out on the court, I told them yesterday after practice, they're doing a great job there. You know, we had a tough loss on Sunday, and they've come back with a vengeance in practice. It's been really great to see. You know, I didn't have to give a big speech or anything. They have done, and I told them after practice yesterday, they really are motivated to play that tournament. And, you know, that's something, again, that I said to them the other day, like, that's a tournament we haven't made a ton of noise in a while. And so we always talk about steps forward. And so, you know, our goal right now is to make a lot of noise there. And they're really excited. I mean, practice this week has been great, and trying to shore up some things of playing a little more aggressive than we have in singles. So we've been working on that a lot, attacking short balls and just doing things more aggressively on the court. So this week's been a lot of fun, actually.
And following that, however that ends up for you guys, the NCAA tournaments will start the following weekend, the first two rounds, as we talked right before we started recording. What has to happen? Because you've had now 4 years in a row, when they did have the tournament, that you guys had an NCAA appearance. Probably would have had a fifth last year. What has to happen for you guys to get that bid going into this year's NCAA tournament?
Yeah, well, obviously, if you win the tournament, automatic qualifier. But we feel we've you know, we have a resume that is strong enough, you know, to get into the tournament. And, you know, again, you know, our goal is to host the first two rounds here. We would, that's the goal every year. I think that's a strong possibility for us if we go out and play well next weekend. And then there we go. We're, you know, as they say in basketball, right? We're in the dance and we try to go as far as we can. So, you know, especially missing last year, I think there's this extra excitement to play that tournament again. You know, guys, two of our freshmen this year, and Andre Spiler was a freshman last year, didn't get a chance to play that, and they can't wait. So yeah, I mean, obviously the goal is to get to Orlando, to the Sweet 16, and play for a national championship. That's why we work so hard, and that's what our goals are.
Well, we're talking to Coach Adam Steinberg, Michigan men's tennis coach here in Ann Arbor. And Coach, before we let you go, we first want to, you know, wish you the best of luck in the Big Ten tournament
and in
the following, you know, weeks ahead, that the NCAA tournament. But this past year has posed a lot of challenges. And I know that tennis is a very international sport. You've got players from Austria, Germany, you know, Estonia, you know, Czech Republic. How have you been able to recruit internationally when you can't travel internationally, let alone probably even travel around the U.S.?
Yeah, so no, we haven't been able to, but these guys, obviously, we committed, you know, before COVID, obviously, and now, no, it's been tough. It's been tough. Obviously, we can't travel. They can't come here, so there's a lot of Zoom calls. You know, it's hard on these kids, you know, a lot of videos being sent that you can watch but not being able to go and meet them in person and do those things. But it's just, you know, it's a level playing field. Every university is going through the same thing. So it's what it is right now. But, you know, we're looking forward to the dead period ending at the end of May, and then this summer, hopefully, getting some kids that can come visit and see the campus, because we feel we have so much to offer here at Michigan. So it's always great when they can come on our campus and see what we have. But without a doubt, it's been a very, very different time for everybody. That's for sure. And in our business on the recruiting end, we just had to change gears and adapt, right?
Yes.
That's what everyone's doing. So,
well, we appreciate your time. Safe travels, best of luck, and we look forward to keeping an eye on men's tennis, see how the Big Ten tournament goes, NCAA tournament, and look forward to talking to you again in the future.
Well, appreciate it very much. I enjoyed it.
Thanks to Coach Steinberg for giving of his time, and we'll look forward to giving you an update here on Conquering Heroes as to what happens in the Big Ten tournament as well as the NCAA tournament as we get a little bit further down the road. But for all your Michigan athletics information, stay tuned in right here on Conquering Heroes.
Thanks for listening to Conquering Heroes with John Jansen. Conquering Heroes is part of our Michigan Athletics Podcast Network. MGo Blue Podcasts. The preceding is a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
One, two, three, four. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.